these elections from the beginning, which is that they excluded the largest political party and a number of others. The largest political party was Famille Lavalas, which has won every election that it's ever contested. And it's the only really large political party in the country. It would be kind of like excluding the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States. And this was done arbitrarily. And so in that sense, I don't think it's a legitimate election to begin with. Just, you know, if you compare it to problematic elections in the world, like Iran or Afghanistan, this was much worse. And then, you know, the outcome turned out to be even worse than that, with widespread problems of people not being able to vote, people showing up and not being able to vote because they weren't on the rolls. You know, they also have a cholera epidemic right now, and that got completely pushed aside because of the election. You know, housing is the 1.1 million homeless people from the earthquake, only a tiny fraction of them have gotten housing. So it's really been an amazing failure in terms of the whole reconstruction effort, an unbelievable failure for such a small country with such a relatively small population, no civil war going on or anything like that. It's just incredible that so little has been done. And that was a lot of the sentiment that our people experienced there. Why are we going through this electoral circus when we have such life-threatening problems, including the cholera epidemic now, too?
And why do you think what you call an electoral circus took place when it did amid this reconstruction that's apparently slow going?
You know, the country's being run primarily by this international commission that is mostly made up from the international community, and I think they wanted these elections to try and legitimize the government. But I think it's going to have the opposite effect. I think most Haitians won't consider this a legitimate government. You know, they tried this last year with the parliamentary elections in April of last year, and there was a complete boycott, and 90% of the people did not vote. Now, we don't have figures on voting this time. Probably they're considerably higher than 10% this time. But given the irregularities, the massive irregularities, and more importantly, the exclusion of the largest political party, I think you are going to end up with a government that's widely seen as illegitimate.
So how and why do you think the largest political party in Haiti was excluded from this election?
Well, that was a decision of the Electoral Council, which is not an independent body or even constituted in a way that the Haitian Constitution provides for. And it was a political decision so that basically the current government could choose its successor. And, I mean, just, to, you know, to go into more of the background, I mean, you know, Haiti has not had a democratic history until 1990 when Jean-Bertrand Aristide was elected. It was the first really democratic election. And then he was overthrown 7 months later in a military coup, which was had a lot of U.S. Fingerprints on it. And then, you know, he was restored a few years later, but then overthrown again in 2004. He ran for another election. They also killed a lot of people after the coup, somewhere for around 4,000 people, supporters of the constitutional government. Some of them were thrown in jail. And all of this was done to, I think, I mean, it's very obvious, it was done to get rid of the elected government. And so this is the fundamental problem. I mean, Haiti has been ruled for, you know, most of the last century or so, primarily through violence. And Aristide got rid of the army, which was the main source of the violence, And I think he was able to rule without this violence because he was a very legitimate government. I mean, it had enormous popular support. And the United States didn't like that. They didn't feel that government could function without this army.
What is the U.S.'s stake in this election?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, people say, oh, nobody cares about Haiti. It's so poor and everything else. But, you know, if the United States didn't care about Haiti, they wouldn't have overthrown the government twice already. I mean, I think, you know, they care about every country in the hemisphere, and the ones that are the weakest are the ones that they are able to, you know, influence the most. It's all part of a grand strategy of having governments that they consider to be allied or friendly or do what they want. And so they don't, you know, I mean, the State Department has, in general, will favor democratic elections, but only when the outcome is the one that they want.